In dogs, fetching is correlated to trainability. So the questioning is fetching a trained action as opposed to something the dogs actually like to do? What they have a number of hypotheses that they bring up that are directions for later study. Within the discussion of their paper. And they think, you know, one aspect is, okay, fetching is probably somehow related to hunting behavior or predatory behavior. And in fact, cats in the Far East were very often used as hunting partners by early humans. And cats were very often trained and used to go and get prey and bring back the hunted prey. Dogs as well were used in this behavior throughout history. But if there's a multi-animal household, both cats and dogs are less likely to fetch. If cats live in a house with dogs, they're less likely to fetch. If dogs live in a house with cats, they're less likely to fetch. And so there are a lot of factors that go into it. They just had this survey sample size, you know, so where is it that this behavioral propensity is inhibited or actually accentuated? Outdoor cats, they fetch less than indoor cats.
I'm actually surprised by that one.
Neutered cats
would make a difference.
Neutered cats and neutered dogs makes you less likely to fetch. In the study, cats are more often neutered than dogs. Neutered dogs, neutered cats don't fetch as much as other cats. So what's going on there? Very interesting. Fetching, it's a thing. More animals, more cats fetch than we thought. Lots of dogs fetch. This is like some of the first data on how many dogs really fetch. And it appears spontaneous in domestic cats, might be trained in the domestic dog. And only around 6% of cats who fetch were trained to do so based on an earlier study. And so is it spontaneous? Is it trained? What's going on? Ah, who cares? But anyway, that's fun. Maybe your cat will fetch for you if you're lucky, but only if they're indoor, unneutered male. No, I don't know. Maybe if you're lucky. Cats and dogs, so much fun. But what about sharks? You want to talk about sharks? Mm. Let's talk about sharks. Huh?
Sharks.
Yeah, fetching. It's like a predatory behavior. Sharks don't fetch.
These Iraqi leaders have asked for an enduring relationship with America. We are ready to begin building that relationship in a way that protects our interests in the region.
We don't get paid. KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM. Mercenary Free Radio.
Hello guys, it's me, DJ Aura. Very tired. Oh, I'm trying to like fix this. Maybe I need a scooter forward. Okay. There you go. Okay, hello everyone. I'm very tired. I did not go to sleep until 2 a.m. last night. Because I was cleaning, my room. And not only that, but like right now. Anyways, but before I get started on all that, before I start complaining, the following news presented in this hour did not reflect the views of KVS, its sponsors, or the University of California. With that, hello, good morning. I was supposed to have a guest here today, but I don't think he's here yet. He's not a shadower, and shadows are basically people who come in and, like, they're DJs in trainings who basically get to do the actual DJing, instead of just, like, learning about it. And I teach them, like, how you do it and everything, how everything works, in the spring quarter, but he just wanted to come in and, like, say hello and, like, like, do, like, another quick rundown of how to do everything. So, I think he's usually, like, pop in, not really a shadower, but I will have a guest here at some point. But as I was saying, as I was, like, complaining, I have a scooter, like, an electric scooter, and last night it broke. Like, the engine won't start, and every time I press, like, I don't know what it's called. It's not, like, accelerator or anything. It's, like, the button that makes it go, essentially. Every time I press that down, it won't go, essentially. And I remember, I board watch for Punk Playground, so I had to be here at, like, 10 to 12 yesterday. And, basically, I remember I was going to leave, like, at 9:30. It was 9:30 at this point. And I came, and, I was getting down my apartment and everything, and then, I tried, like, for 10 minutes, like, trying to figure it out, and it was like, it's not going, bro. So I had to call an Uber to get to here, made it. I was 8 minutes late because the Uber guy was telling me, like, what's probably wrong with it, because he also himself has a scooter. He was like, yeah, this is probably what's wrong with it. And even though I do appreciate a conversation, I was like, I need to get going, bro. But, oh well, but he was really nice. Very, like, dad vibes, very older dad vibes from that guy. He was pretty nice. But that's, like, the premise of my scooter. So I left it here overnight because I was like, well, I want to have the show in, like, sort of 9 to 9:30. So after my show, I'm gonna go to, like, the bike shop we have here on campus and, like, see what they say. Cause I'm pretty sure they have, like, a free diagnosis, like, thing. Like, they'll tell you what's wrong with it. And I left it here overnight. And then someone came in. They're like, yeah, you had to take that outside because it's a fire hazard or whatever. So I took it outside right now. So that's why I'm a little late to the show. The battery dies pretty quick. It from here to, like, North Davis, it's, like, it'll take, like, half of the battery. Which is crazy, because it's not that much of, like, mileage. And I've taken, like, other scooters before, and, like, it'll only take, like, one bar instead of, like, half of the battery. Which is crazy. And I was, like, reading online, like, when I was, like, trying to figure out what was wrong with it. Apparently, that just company is just, like, really sexy making scooters, and, like, they're always having some kind of, like, issue. And I bought this, like, a couple weeks ago, like, mid-August. So it kind of sucks. I'm like, I spent so much time and everything, like, trying to figure out if I wanted a scooter or not, just to get one, and it doesn't work, or there's, like, constant issues with it, but whatever. This is gonna be the second to last episode of She Hates Everything. Unfortunately, I'm just kidding. But I don't think I'm gonna be bringing the show back. I need the sound effects. But I'm pretty sure I'm not. Hold on, give me 1 second. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to bring this show back. Yeah, that's how you guys feel right now, probably. I'm just kidding. I don't know if you actually feel that way. The reason why I say this is because I'm a student, going into my third year, actually, and, they say, like, your third year is, like, one of the most stressful years, if not your fourth year is the most, but they say your third year is, because that's when you start taking, like, upper division courses compared to, like, the smaller courses, the prerequisite courses, so, kind of scared. And I was like, I can't have all, like, these all five shows. I have five shows. I have this one. I have, Wednesday, I have I'm from Indiana. I have Thursday, Conrad Holberger. And on Fridays, I have La Tienita. And on Sundays, I have Perry in the Oven. Saturdays. But that's, like, alternating weeks, so it's not every week. And Sundays, I have, oh my god. Oh my god, bro. Okay. My alarm keeps going off. But, Sundays, I have to board watch Punk Playground. I think I told you, but it's also, like, alternating, at least not every week. But yeah. What else was I going to say? I'm just stalling because I'm waiting for the special guest to come in. I was thinking I'm not bringing this show back since I have a lot on my plate as the third year. And I'd rather use that time with, like, all the shows and everything to instead, like, focus on my studies. Especially since, like, my grades are, like, not the best. So I need to bring my grades back up. But I was thinking of doing a show called DJ Dialogues, which is a show where I would be interviewing different DJs here in KVS, some newer, some older, some who were former KVS DJs, and hear, like, their experience, like, what was it like to be a DJ, like, what was it like, how did you discover KVS, how is it like, having your first show, how have things changed, do you like how things change, etc., etc. It's just a way to, like, I feel like a lot of people don't know what's going on in KVS. They only, like, listen to the shows that they like. Like, I feel like some shows are way more popular than others, obviously. But people don't, you know, like, this, and this. But I feel like no one plays that. You don't know that. Probably someone here in KVS does play that. You just had no idea. So the tonight part of the show will be about that, like, interviewing DJs, what kind of music do they play, how they discover KVS. Just a way to, like, help promote newer DJs, especially, like, those 2 to 4, like, those graveyard ships out there. Next quarter, I'm pretty sure, because next quarter we currently have, like, new volunteers, but we're becoming to be DJs, but we also have spring quarters, like, volunteers now becoming DJs, and they're gonna be signed up for shows. I'm pretty sure most of those graveyard shifts will be filled. Graveyard shifts. But those people always feel as though, like, they never have, like, they don't have listeners. Essentially, like, no one listens to my show, and, like, this and that, because it's, like, the dead hours of the night and whatever. But you don't know that. You don't know. There's plenty of international who calls in and, like, oh, can you play this song for me? Love that lady. She's really sweet. But I don't even know if she's listening because she might be asleep. But like, yeah, there's, like, international KVS listeners. They are people, not just international, but from the other side of the state. So, like, people who are, like, a couple hours ahead before us. I know my aunt lives in Indiana, and she's, like, a couple hours ahead of me, so she always listens to, like, those, like, well, like, 5 a.m. for me. But I'm really sleepy. I should not sleep at 2 a.m. But I don't think the guest is coming. Oh, well. Sorry, guys. I spent, like, the 15 minutes... yapping. So we're just gonna go straight to the show. I was gonna talk about, like, fan wars, like, crazy fans, essentially parasocial relationships, what have you. Because I feel like a lot of, like, my recent topics have been really heavy. So today's episode will take a break from a special guest who is not here. DJ Aura goes into the dark world of fans and parasocial relationships. So if you don't know anything about me, one thing to know about me is, I was a huge K-pop fan when I was, like, in middle school, high school. I still listen a couple songs, like, songs I liked when I was a kid, but also, like, some of the newer ones. Very rarely that I like the new music. There's only a couple songs I like, but I used to be really into K-pop, especially before it got really big in the Western world. If you know, you know. If you were in the trenches at that time, where everyone thought you were weird for liking K-pop. But there is... the reason why... because there's like a thing where people will like go and meet their fans. It's called fan meets. I think they do that here in the States too. But it's like a random pop up. Back then, like, it could be like anyone who could go, but then now it's like a lottery system. Like, if you bought a ticket, you can go, but now it's a lottery system, I'm pretty sure, and then you have to buy a ticket. But you would go and meet, like, your favorite K-pop idol and, like, whatever group you like. For example, it's, like, a pretty popular group, Blackpink, and they had a couple side, and then, like, people can go up to them and, like, say hi, and, like, give gifts and talk to them and, like, hold their hands or what have you. And that's one example of, like, this might end bad, because that's, like, a really, like, that's really parasocial, because especially since, like, these idols would, like, not pretend, because I'm pretty sure, like, they're told to do this, but, like, they would, like, act as your friend, like, oh, how are you, and this and this and that, and, that ended pretty badly, like, say inappropriate things, or, like, give them inappropriate gifts, if you can imagine, of course, if you like, but, excuse me, I had to take off those headphones, but that's not the severity of, like, that's not the worst of it, even though those people were, like, were inappropriate or whatever, what was I gonna say, but, there are these fans called, hold on, I'm trying to figure out, Sasing, I think that's how you pronounce it, and it's a Korean term for an obsessive fan who invades the privacy of celebrities and other public figures, often by stalking them, and I think this description doesn't go into that deep of, like, what it actually is, but these, like, and they're usually girls who came from, like, really, like, wealthy families, and they could afford to, like, pay, like, thousands of dollars to get, like, K-pop idols information, like, their phone number, like, their parents, like, information, like, where were they born, what high school did they go to, like, really, like, they, like, so much money to get, this information from like, news articles or, like, other sussings that they know, or, like, their family would get, like, get this information to them, or what have you, and, again, they're usually girls from a wealthy family who just, like, became super obsessive and, like, would stalk these K-pop idols or would gift them really inappropriate gifts, one example is a Sasaeng sent 2PM's Taekyung a used pad and a letter written in menstrual, which is crazy. Why would you do that? You're like, and I don't know why they do this, because the whole entire point is, like, you love them, right? Like, oh, I want them, like, some of them, like, oh, I want them to be my girlfriend or my boyfriend, whatever. But I don't think they're going to want to date you if you do this. Another example I can think of is, like, there's, like, a girl called No Pants Girl in the BTS fandom. If you know, you know. But basically, she was also, like, a really rich sussing, and she was able to figure out what airport they're in. Usually, like, it's like K-pop idols, like, they have, like, a whole thing where, like, they take pictures of the airport and, like, everyone, like, ooh, But, at this time, BTS didn't want people knowing, like, where they were, because I think they were doing, like, it was, like, for their upcoming album, so they didn't want to, like, announce, like, what was going on or anything. But she was able to find out where they were at, because, again, she paid a lot of money to see where they are. And she basically, like, I don't want to say, she was wearing, like, a really long shirt that made it look like she had no pants, so that's why everyone calls her a No Pants Girl, but I'm pretty sure she was wearing pants, just, like, really, like, short shorts. But she did that on purpose to, like, give the illusion that she was, like, not wearing pants, to, like, in her words, like, to, catch the interest of like the BTS members, which is crazy. And then like she like went up and like came to them and started getting like really touchy and like everything, and it was just really bad, and their security had to like kick her out. But these people are crazy. And like that's like the severity, in my opinion, in like K-pop. In my opinion, there's also just like fans who will do anything for their favorite, like the Better Than Your Band, which is crazy. the amount of times I've seen that happen, like in front of my eyes, is crazy. But again, that's like the severity of it, or just like people just fighting over like stuff that does not matter in the end of the day, if you know what I mean? Like, like it's just like stuff that like in the end of the day, like why do you care so much? It's usually because they're like really young fans, like they're teenagers or like 13 to 15 years old, and they're like, I'll do anything for my favorite, because like in their heads they're like, oh my god, they're gonna like come up to them and like say thank you and everything. But in reality, your favorite celebrity most like a crazy fan, to those kind of crazy fans, not to the listeners, but your favorite celebrity has like probably no idea who you are, and if they do, it's most likely not a bad it's mostly for like bad reasons, not because like it was like a really nice fan interaction or anything. And speaking of like fan interactions, like I think like again back to the parasocial relationship, like K-pop members will like remember someone, and like for example, I think like aespa's like Winter, aespa's like a K-pop girl group, will remember someone in the crowd, I think it was in the concert, pointed to them like, oh, I remember you because you did your hair this way, and I saw you when we out to brunch. And the fan was like, wait, what? And then like Winter was like, yeah, you didn't recognize us, because she also went with another member named Karina, and they're like, yeah, you didn't recognize us. It was crazy. But the entire point is like those kind of interactions, they are nice, but the people will do anything to have that kind of interaction again. So that started like a whole like chain of events of people like doing their hair all crazy, or like going to every restaurant, pop like idols, or like they'll act as weird as possible to like hopefully get the to have the idol like remember them or talk about them or whatever. Which is like weird. Why are you trying to start like an organic interaction, like inorganically, I don't know what's the word, correct term for that, because like that's weird. I don't know what to tell you guys. Like I think a lot of fans like try to like have like this like organic interaction that doesn't happen because it's not organic. Like yeah, I don't play this one. Excuse me, I'm writing down my messages. But yeah, I don't think the other person's gonna come in today. But and not only that, I think like I was gonna have this like specific episode with my roommate DJ Sprinkle, just because like they also they know well about like fan interactions. For example, like they really like Sabrina Carpenter, but before like she was famous, before Sabrina Carpenter was famous, like they've been a fan since like post Disney Channel, like they've been a fan since like day one. And if you don't know like the pop culture, like what happened basically, Olivia Rodrigo wrote a song about her ex, and like a blonde girl, whatever, and then everyone starts speculating like, oh, is this about Sabrina Carpenter? Because like she has the same ex as Olivia Rodrigo, and it was about Sabrina Carpenter, I'm pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. And that just started a whole chain of events for like people who like Olivia Rodrigo, this and this and that. And it's just like, girl, what? And then Sabrina wrote a song about the whole situation, and it was just like a crazy like chain of events. Essentially, I think they're on good terms. Question mark. I'm not too sure. But it was just like so much happened too quickly. And what else can I say? It's just like this kind of fan interaction is just like, I think the reason why we have fan fiction funny enough, because like those like kind of like fictional like stories get into people's heads and they're like, oh, this could actually happen if I like stalk them or whatever. And it's not just like K-pop or like pop music. I feel like it happens to everyone who's like pretty famous. Like even like small levels of fame, it can happen to them. Stalking and like this and that. Like one thing you might have told someone to a fan, they might take it another way and just like creates a whole situation. But what have you? But that's gonna be the end for this episode. We're gonna transition to Evergreen Radio. But before that, we're gonna listen to a couple messages and end with our song Haters Anthem by Infinity Song.
Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you...
Hello everyone, this is DJ Conifer and you're listening to Evergreen Radio on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. And we're kind of going to get right into it. I prepared quite a diversity of things this morning. I went through a few different moods this weekend that led to me picking some things that are not super related, which I guess tends to be... it's a pattern for me at this point with this show. So stay tuned if you like. We're going to kind of open with some, I guess you could call it Celtic rock. And then we're going to get transition into more folk and then maybe a little bit of jazz soul. And then who knows? Really, the world is our, but more in this case, my oyster. So... stay tuned if you like, and thank you for listening.
Sad.